This is John Middlecoff from 3 and Out with John Middlecoff. Superchargers, headlights, and more. With over 122 million parts, eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Stay on your A game with all the parts you need at the prices you want. It's easy to bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Welcome in, everybody, to Fantasy Pros. This is the Fantasy Football Podcast. It is me, Joey P, Joe P. Zapia, and it's that time again, a special time of year where we like to give out awards for what happened in 2023 and look ahead to 2024 and our New Year's resolutions. But this is not like the other award shows you're going to hear where we talk about what was the best waiver wire pickup and who's the fantasy MVP. That's boring. We don't do that kind of stuff around these parts, so get ready, buckle up, boys and girls. It's going to be a fun ride. To help me on that journey to awards greatness is D-Bro, Derek Brown, the King of Bros, the Undertaker himself, Andrew Anderson, the Erickson man who is getting closer and closer to his wedding. Boy, it's a new year. It's happening. It's happening, Erickson. I hope you're getting ready for this. All right, so we've got a lot of things to get through today. And of course, we want to remind everybody, we've already got amazing content going on for Week 18 and the offseason over at fantasypros.com, so make sure you check that out. The Dynasty Podcast is back here on the channel, too. That's very exciting. And before you know it, we're going to be at Senior Bowl. We're going to have coverage there, NFL Draft, so many good things. So make sure you subscribe to the YouTube channel. Ring the bell till it goes ding, so you know every time a piece of content drops. And drop comments below, too. Give out your own awards, damn it, because it's fun. So we love to hear from you. All right, boys, let's get to the first award of the 2023 season, as it's 2024 and we are looking back. And Barbie was the film that shocked the world in terms of box office. It made a whole lot of money. It came out the same weekend as Oppenheimer, so a lot of people chose to go to both or one or the other. So Barbenheimer was very popular, but it was Barbie that was indeed the biggest money maker. So, gentlemen, in the spirit of Barbie, which I know, Andrew Erickson, you were Ken for Halloween this year, give me a player that made you the most money this year in fantasy. Go ahead, Erickson. Who got the Barbie Award for you?
APAC.
That's a good one.
There you go.
For me, it was Rashad White, running back for the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. He was a running back that you could draft as your RB2 in the 7th, 8th round, and people pointed to his efficiency metrics being bad, and I was looking at, well, the workload. And what do you know? He finished 2nd in the NFL in touches, over 300 touches. And I know it started out kind of rocky with him, but finished as the RB5 overall. He was top 10 in points per game. So especially down the stretch where he started to improve, used as a receiver out of the backfield, the Buccaneers offense overall was a offense that a lot of people avoided. Rashad White was one of the pieces that I embraced, and I made money because of it.
All right, so Rashad White gets the award for Erickson. D-Bro, where are you going for your Barbie world? It's a Barbie world, actually, by the way, and, you know, you're a Barbie girl, last time I checked. So who gets the Barbie Award for you, Derek Brown?
My Ken doll, my guy, Sammy Ballgame, baby. I mean, it has to be him, man. Everybody drafted him at the end of drafts. If you took the swing, if you drafted him in the first week or after the first week and you didn't get him in draft season, dude, he was the 14th most rostered player on fantasy championship teams this year. He was the tight end 1 in total points. Okay, and for all of us points per game snobs, tight end 3, baby. Like, he was amazing. Regardless of whatever metric you looked at, and he's going to be even better next year. So, I mean, look, you listen to us all draft season, you drafted Sam Laporta, you're welcome.
And we saw it in week one, and we knew it in week one, and we said, there it is. This is what it's going to be like all year. And sure enough, it absolutely was. He was a great value. And gone is the myth now forever that rookie tight ends can't be special.
Thank you.
That is dead. Can we put a nail in that coffin for once and for all?
Thank you.
All right, before we go to our next award, as always with every good award show that's filled with commercials, and we've got one for you because it's the national championship in college football. It's right here. It's here for us right now, and not to mention all the great NFL playoffs coming, but it's a great time to make sure you're a part of that epic showdown over at DraftKings Sportsbook, and you can get a shot at some big bucks because new customers can score 150 instantly in bonus bets for betting $5 on the championship game. So make sure you're using Betting Pros in the app. Check out Thor's review over on the Betting Pros channel, along with Scott Bogman of all of the college football championship props and game lines, and make sure you also download the DraftKings Sportsbook app now and use that promo code FANTASYPROS, because new customers can score 150 instantly in bonus bets for betting just $5 on college football. That's it. Only on DraftKings Sportsbook with the promo code FANTASYPROS, not FONASYPROS. That's when you call up somebody you haven't seen in a long time. FANTASYPROS, that's what you use, because the crown is yours.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER or visit www.1800gambler.net. In New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY-467-369. In Connecticut, help is available for problem gambling. Call 888-789-7777 or visit ccpg.org. Please play responsibly. On behalf of Boot Hill Casino and Resort in Kansas, 21 plus age varies by jurisdiction. Void in Ontario. Bonus bets expire 168 hours after issuance. See dkng.com/football for eligibility and deposit restrictions, terms, and responsible gambling resources.
The next award we're going to give out is one based on lies. That's what it's based on. Sometimes some players you think are going to be one thing and they turn out to be another thing. And sometimes they keep changing into other things and keep fooling you every single week. So this next award is called the George Santos Award, because that was a guy who pretty much lied about everything. So, Derek Brown, who was a player that lied to you and just frustrated you for the entire season of 2023?
Lies.
Lies.
Oh, lies. It was terrible, man. Calvin Ridley. You never knew what to do with him. Start him, bench him, flex him, don't worry about him. Trevor Lawrence is healthy. Trevor Lawrence is not healthy. Oh, wait, it's CJ Beathard, and he still produces. You never know what to do with Calvin Ridley this year. And, I mean, look, he's the wide receiver 30 in fantasy points per game, so overall, it looks like it smoothed out. But if you had him on your teams, you knew the headache. He's the reason I don't have hair anymore. I mean, good Lord, man. 5 weeks as a wide receiver one. 8 games outside of the top 44 wide receivers in fantasy. It was terrible. Horrible.
There you go. Andrew Erickson, you know, you lied to me a couple times this year. You told me you were going to take my money and put it in the DraftKings Sportsbook app, and instead you went and got lip injections that 1 week, and you did a couple wacky things with that. So let's get to a player that lied to you in fantasy in 2023.
Tony Pollard, because I was promised that he was going to be better than he was in 2022 with all the workload.
I'm sorry.
And he was worse. Like, Tony Pollard somehow scored less fantasy points in 2023 with the backfield all to himself than he did in 2022 when he was splitting work with Ezekiel Elliott. So this is one of those things where Tony Pollard was second in the NFL in red zone touches, right behind Christian McCaffrey, right in front of Kyren Williams. You look at both those guys were league winners, scoring touchdowns left and right. And Tony Pollard scored 5 touchdowns this year, 4 inside the red zone. So he's one of these players where everything was there for him, for the taking. And yet you start him every single week and you look up and you got nothing. You got nothing from Tony Pollard basically every single week. Week one, we were feeling great. Scored 2 touchdowns. He scored 3 the rest of the way. So
that's always the worst when it works out week one. And then
it
does.
Victory last year's AJ Dillon.
Remember that? Remember AJ Dillon 2 years ago?
I was tweeting all kinds of Pollard stuff.
It was so good.
It was
beautiful
for 1 week.
So difficult. Jokes aside, though, you know, George Santos was always famous wearing that sweater vest under the blazer. Erickson, don't you think that's a good look that Debro can pull off, right? The shirt, the tie, the sweater, then the blazer over it. I think Derek could pull that one off. What do you think?
I do. And then you have that glass of bourbon that he's sipping on while he's looking very, very dapper.
Oh, yeah.
It could look good.
Very classy. Very dapper, very classy. All right.
Okay. Now I've got goals. I've got
that to the Amazon
lifestyle
cart,
goals.
And I'm good to go.
All right, let's get to another award here from the people. Now, 2023 was also a year that was plagued by strikes. The Writers Guild strike, auto workers strike. Also, the actors went on strike for a period of time. I went on strike for 24 hours, but nobody cared, so I had to come back to work anyway. And the strikes, obviously, you know, were important because people got what they were entitled to. We got the workers making some money here and getting better contracts. But it also sometimes gives us regret because we didn't get some things that we were hoping for in the world of film and television, movies, and obviously the car production and things like that. So sometimes we regret what happens when we boycott things or when we strike things. So, Andrew Erickson, was there a player that you were on strike on regarding or boycotted last year in 2023 that you want to give that award to and say, I was wrong for letting you stand out there in the cold. I should have listened to you when you were parading around with your signs, and I should have drafted you.
Raheem Mostert. I mean, anytime a guy scores 20 touchdowns and you were vehemently against drafting him, I mean, it's definitely got to be a big L. So, yeah, for me, it was Raheem Mostert. I thought my process was sound. It was like fade a 33-year-old running back that has only been injured basically every single NFL season of his career. Didn't get injured this year till the championship week, and he was on a really good offense, and he scored all the touchdowns. So Raheem Mostert, I don't think my process was really that horrible, but I think it was more or less should have been taking shots on all Dolphins running backs. Like, I really like Jeff Wilson. I like Achan. And those guys, obviously, Achan obviously had his moments. He got hurt. Jeff Wilson was basically hurt the entire season, so he didn't really do much. But again, if you're asking me, Andrew, are you going to be in on Raheem Mostert in 2024? I am not going to be. It's not one of these things where, I am redoing the take from last year. It's like, no, I think my process was okay with Raheem Mostert. And if he's going to do this, he's not going to do this again, but his ADP is going to be significantly higher than it was last year because people are going to chase the touchdowns. I'm not going to be doing that. So yes, taking the L on Raheem Mostert in 2023, 2024, I'm going to be fading him again. And I think I'm going to be right this time.
The 20 touchdowns or the 15 games played, I don't know which one is more stunning to me when it comes to Raheem Mostert, because I would have told you were drunk if you told me either of those things were going to be true back in August. But alas, they're both true. But to Erickson's point, I don't think that's something we should chase next year. I think that's very astute. But Dolphins running backs and that offense, yes, they will be chased by us frequently. All right. How about you? You went on strike on some guys, D-Bro. Who'd you go on strike on that you wish you had settled with and actually ended up putting on your fantasy team in September?
Man. All right. Well, shout out to Jonathan on our team for pulling this number. I went on strike for the 10th highest roster player on fantasy playoff teams this year. This same guy also finished as the wide receiver 8 in fantasy points per game, 10th in receiving yards, and 1st in receiving touchdowns. Yeah, it's really bad. It's really bad to fade this guy. That guy's name is Mike Evans. So I was wrong. Baker Mayfield was good in this offense. Good Lord. I mean, look, Mike Evans, but I wasn't alone in this.
No,
okay?
I was not buying Baker Mayfield offense at all either.
No, none of us were. Mm-hmm. None of us were, and we were all wrong. Mike Evans was the wide receiver 35 in best ball ADP. He was going in the 7th round of draft season behind, and this is gonna be painful to say this, right behind Jahan Dotson and Jaxon Smith-Njigba. We were all wrong, and we should all conveniently and happily own our L.
Dotson had so much helium in the last 2 weeks of draft season, too. Mm-hmm. I remember that very well, and with good cause. I mean, the guy's a talent. He just was not utilized at all. But, you know, I think the process there was good, but clearly it came out wrong because there was uncertainty with Baker Mayfield, the age and wear and tear of Mike Evans. You know, what you saw the previous year with Tom Brady, how could you possibly think when so much of that volume would disappear that he could be better? Well, guess what? He was. He just was. And he's a Hall of Famer. Mike Evans is a first ballot Hall of Famer. Anybody who thinks otherwise has not been paying attention. But it's funny, you're looking at this list that you're talking about. Obviously, CMC was rostered in more than half of the teams that made it to the finals. Although, I'd like to see what the percentage of those teams that, whether or not they won in week 17, considering McCaffrey came out. So he got you to the dance, didn't quite get you the title. Kind of like Justin Jefferson last year, right, Erickson? Like, that was the MO with Jefferson. Like, he got you to finals, and then he kind of fell short in that last week with that terrible game against Green Bay in 2022. So kind of an interesting thing there, but Tyreek Hill, CeeDee Lamb, usual suspects there. Keenan Allen, obviously a surprise one in terms of the playoff teams. And Kyren Williams obviously was a big one too in terms of the value. Whenever you get that kind of value, it's been pretty unbelievable. All right, let's get back to another award though. But before we do, just a reminder, if you need new tires for your car, Discount Tire is your go-to. They have exceptional service, and you can get 30% shorter average wait time when you buy and book online at DiscountTire.com. They have this really cool feature, too, called Treadwell, which is an online tire buying guide that gives you transparency on tire performance, as well as personalized recommendations based on your location and driving habits. Discount Tire is also the largest independent retailer of tires in the country, so it has the biggest selection of tires and wheels. And here's a pro tip from the experts at Discount Tire. You can prevent wear and boost gas mileage by keeping your tires properly inflated, because tire pressure supports the weight of your vehicle. It's important to check for safety. So if it's been over a month since you last checked your tire pressure, stop by one of their local stores for a free tire safety and air pressure check, will ya? Do yourself a favor, Discount Tire. Let us get you taken care of. That's what we're going to do. That's what we do here on the podcast, too. We take care of all of you. Let's get to another one of our awards here for 2023. The Best Picture of last year was a wacky movie called Everything Everywhere All at Once. I don't know if you guys saw this movie, but I saw this movie. And I never had a movie that I wanted to turn off in the first half hour that made me mad and I didn't understand what the hell was going on. But I stuck with it and I really liked it at the end, and it even brought a tear to Joey P's eye. So, that being said, Everything Everywhere All at Once. What player was your everything in 2023? D-Bro, who was that guy for you?
Come on. I gotta mention this guy at the top, but I wanted to make people wait a little bit. Puka freaking Nacua, baby. Puka juice. All of it. All of it. The full gallon. All of it, man. Puka Nacua was amazing. And if you listen to us, we talked about him in draft season. We talked about him in week one. We said he's the guy that you go out and you spend aggressively for. He's going to do it. And he kept doing it. And we kept telling you, don't trade him away. Keep him on your teams. Don't get rid of him. And everybody's like, ooh, Cooper Kupp's coming back.
We told people trade for him because people were panicked, and they did.
Same. Yes. Yes. And now Puka Nacua, walking into week 18, stands at the precipice of breaking single season records. Not only was the wide receiver 7 in fantasy points per game this year amazing, he is 33 receiving yards away from breaking the single season receiving yardage record for rookies.
Amazing.
He also needs 4 catches to break Jalen Waddle's single season reception record. Puka, get it done, baby. You deserve it. All the accolades.
17.8 fantasy points per game. He also, in PPR leagues, is wide receiver 5 in total points on the year.
Feels good. Erickson, Puka was the everything for Derek Brown, which, by the way, Puka juice seems like yesterday, and it was 18 weeks ago, but it literally feels like we did that show yesterday.
I'm out of Puka
juice.
Pat,
I got none left
that
here.
Amazing.
I drank it all at New Year's Eve. I got nothing left here. Erickson, who was your everything, everywhere, all at once in 2023? And you can't say me because that's too easy of an answer.
No, it's not you. You know, I came onto these shows every single week during the summertime. Tank Bigsby this, Tank Bigsby that, Tank Bigsby's taking over the Jaguars backfield. And every week I'd come on and be like,
I'm sorry,
Travis Etienne
I'm so sorry.
Is the truth. And what do you know? We look up RB3 overall Travis Etienne. Even though he kind of finished a little bit colder with the Jaguars dealing with some issues, he delivered in the fantasy football championships. He had a good game. And you know why? Because he's an explosive running back. And he makes plays because he's a good running back. So for me, it's Travis Etienne. And everyone was against this. This was not a hot take. He was not a popular player. Everyone's like, fade Etienne because of Tank Bigsby. Well, Tank Bigsby is bad. And you know what? It's poetic that Tank Bigsby actually played the most that he's played all year long in week 17. And it still doesn't matter because Travis Etienne's that good. There you go.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
Take your lap, baby. You deserve it. I gave you so much crap the entire draft season. Take the lap, Erickson. So, I mean, seriously, man, he was one of those guys where if you had ETN, literally the beginning of the season, you were crushing people. He was getting a touchdown, 2 touchdowns per game, and then he brought it home for fantasy championships when it mattered most. Enjoy it, man. I mean, stretch, enjoy the lap.
RB2 in PPR leagues, finishing the season, Travis ETN. So,
good.
There was a lot of Tank Bigsby discussion, a lot. I want to do this. I want to sit the three of us and watch one of our mock draft shows together. I think people, if you want to see this, drop the comments below, because I think it would be fun to just randomly pick one of our mock drafts, the three of us together, and watch it back and do the comments on a live stream. I think that would be so fun to watch.
Go back and flame each other for our takes.
Flame each other for the good takes and the bad takes and go through everything, because that's what we are. We keep it real. We're the kings of keeping it real here on the show. I still got my crown because I am the king of keeping it real, but it's caught up right now in a wire. Can I still get it? Yeah, I can. I can, because I'm the king. I've still got it. All right. The last award, which is probably a good thing that I wear this hat for. There's only one king, and that's Joey P. But there's also only one queen. And I think we all understand that 2023 belonged to one person. It belonged to Taylor Swift. Now, before you turn off the podcast, don't do it, everybody. Relax. Take a deep breath. Okay? Now, the one thing about Swifties is they are a bit of a cult. I know this because I probably am one of them, but my daughters, 13 and 11, are absolutely in a cult of Taylor Swift. And they enjoy her quite a bit, and they're incredibly faithful to her, and they support her in all things. So, with that being said, our final award for the day is the Swiftie, the player that you will be most faithful to in 2024 based off of what you saw from them in 2023. So, Andrew Erickson, who is that guy that you're putting all your love into, all your support, all your faith for this 2024 era with the Swiftie Award?
It's Breece Hall for me. you know, someone coming off a devastating knee injury as a rookie where he flashed and we were like, oh my God, this guy can be so good. And we weren't sure. Okay, he's coming back. You had the quarterback, Aaron Rodgers, went down in week one. You're like, oh my God, like what's going to happen now with Breece Hall? And yet, despite the Jets playing like 12 different quarterbacks this year, the Jets offense never being able to score touchdowns, like at any moment, Breece Hall flashed the explosive upside as a rusher. He finished second in running back receptions behind only Alvin Kamara. He was outside the top 10 overall in touches, but he was still top 10 in total scrimmage yards of all players, fifth in yards from scrimmage among running backs. And this was also despite him finishing second to last in rushing success rate. So there is so much room for Breece Hall to grow now, another year removed from his injury, hopefully with just a stable quarterback body under center for the New York Jets. And because it didn't all quite come together last year, I think that he's actually going to be somewhat attainable. Even if he's a back at the end, a first round pick, I don't think he's going to be a top five pick. Mm-hmm. There's other guys that are going to be going above him. And I'm going to be all over Breece Hall if he ends up being end of round one, top of round two draft selection with everything pointing upwards for him in year three.
Erickson was enchanted by Breece Hall all too well. We know the story. And Derek Brown, you have a love story of your own for this player in 2024 that you believe in. You wore him like a cardigan and he took you through 2023. And in 2024, you're going to have all the shares of who?
Man, and I wasn't big on this guy in draft season because we all kind of faded him talking about all the worries with Mike McCarthy. And we were all wrong. CeeDee Lamb is the new Davante Adams for Dallas, man. He is absolutely amazing. Since Dak went nuclear, I mean, we're talking about the guy that was wide receiver two in fantasy points per game, but after Dak went nuclear in week eight, 50% of his final 10 games, he was the wide receiver four or better. This guy was first in receptions this year, second in receiving yards, and second in total touchdowns. And what's changing next year in Dallas? Dak's going to be back. Offensive line, still it's going to be good. Nobody else is going to threaten him for target share. He's going to be an unquestioned every week alpha. CeeDee Lamb, look, man, he should be a first round pick. Like, probably
first round. How about top five?
I was fixing to say top five.
I mean, you could fix whatever you want. I mean, at this point, how do you not? I mean, look, going into next year, right? Okay, you got Tyreek Hill, you got Justin Jefferson, you got Jamar Chase, you got CeeDee Lamb. You want to put Amon-Ra in that conversation? Okay. But despite the fact that, you know, Tyreek Hill had the year he's had, CeeDee Lamb has more fantasy points at the end of the day.
Yep.
This year, right now.
And he's younger. And I'm not going to say a better quarterback, but I mean, can we say in terms of production, a more stable quarterback? Because we've seen how sensitive that two is to matchups. CeeDee Lamb's in a crush, man.
I think so. I think it's hard not to have the conversation where CeeDee Lamb is in that Justin Jefferson, CeeDee Lamb, Jamar Chase realm with Tyreek Hill. Like, I think that's the cluster there. And CMC will be a very popular choice, I'm sure, for the number one overall pick. But it's certainly some really interesting discussions to have. Now it's time to get serious here a little bit and look ahead to 2024 about our New Year's resolutions. And before the boys go, I have one. My resolution is to teach Derek Brown how to say the word nuclear. Because there's an extra U in there that he always says. And all year I've heard him say it. And I let him say it. Because it was 2023 and I was tired because I'm doing 5,000 shows. But in 2024 now, I've had the time to breathe and think about it. So, Derek Brown, it's nuclear, not nuclear. There's no extra U in there. That's my 2024 New Year's resolution.
I'll work on it.
I appreciate that. But I'm going to hold you to task. That's on me, though. That's on me.
I'm surprised I haven't got messages weekly from John about this. I mean, I get everything how I screw up player names and everything else. I mean, I
have to Devon Achane. A-chain debacle of 2023.
Alvin Kamara, okay? Biggest one. Yeah. John got tired of typing the name and the pronunciation to me.
So that being said, I'll give you some time to recoup from that and let you drink that in. Erickson, why don't you go first here? What's your New Year's resolution for 2024 in fantasy?
Every player has a price. And I think this is how you look at a player like a Mike Evans, where I don't think that the process was wrong with saying that he should have been downgraded substantially with Baker Mayfield coming in. But there becomes a point in every draft where it's like, okay, if he's going in the eighth round, now this is actually where we should be drafting him. And I think that's really where the challenge is with some drafters and rankers is becomes like, you want to fade a guy, but if everyone else is fading him, are you really fading him anymore? Like, now, like, where is it actually advantageous for you to actually it doesn't make sense for me to fade Mike Evans. Like, I'd rather bet against everybody else and hope that Mike Evans continues to deliver because now he's so substantially discounted. Same thing 2 years ago with John
Jacobs. Sounds like the
It's like
I was just gonna say Josh Jacobs.
So that's what you need to keep in mind, where it's like
Josh Jacobs was a player I talked about last year. Remember, I priced and forced when it came to flex, and he ended up helping me win that league this year and that year, excuse me. And I did that 2 years ago, and I did it this past year. And to your point, Erickson, I think that's something we should really keep preaching everybody next year too, is do that. Price and force. Even if you don't love a player, if they go too far down the trough, take advantage of that ADP fall, because like you said, sometimes, you know, fading the public is the right thing. It's something we do quite a bit on the betting show.
Yeah. And again, ADP is not always right. Like, yes, it's definitely a meeting of the minds of some of the sharpest drafters and rankers. And a lot of it is accurate, but some of it's not. And again, this was an example.
It's polling.
Yeah.
ADP is polling. Yeah. That's all it is. Yeah. And polling has had some issues in the last 8 years, from what I've seen. Maybe more. Derek Brown, 2024 is a new year, new you. So you tell me. What is a New Year's resolution for you in fantasy for this year?
I might be getting older, but I'm still on young players, and I want to believe in rookies and sophomores. They are the way. I mean, how many years, and we keep going through this same song and dance every single year, guys, where people are like, yeah, but the rookie wide receiver hype or this running back or whatever. Dude, we've had enough years in a row to where we've seen these guys, and especially like, I mean, just rewind the last few weeks of our shows. We've talked about Rashee Rice, Jayden Reed, have been top 24 wide receivers, carrying people to fantasy championships. Second-year running backs like Kyren Williams, Breece Hall, all these guys. Out of the top 24 running backs in fantasy points per game this year, 41.6% of those have been rookie or second-year running backs. Now, yes, some of them needed injuries to take over. Kyren Williams did not. 22% of the top 36 wide receivers in fantasy points per game are rookies or second-year wide receivers. We've seen also, again, we talked about debunking the myth of rookie tight ends. Sam Laporta balled out this year. Dalton Kincaid was a weekly tight end one until he faded down the stretch. Trey McBride is the freaking truth. Jake Ferguson in his second year has also been a top 12 tight end. Believe in young and explosive players, and you are going to be in a really good spot for the entire season, much less if they really hit the ground running, they will carry you to championships on the back half of seasons.
Love that. It's funny, in the offseason, we do all these videos and stuff like that, talking about players and drafting stuff. Rashee Rice was the number one on a video I did, which was the late round picks that I want. I think it was something like that, or the, you know, the breakout guys, you know, under the radar kind of guys. And it was just good practice of saying, well, somebody in the Chiefs is going to be something at some point. Now, it's taken a long time, but Rashee Rice was that guy, right? If you had Rice, you drafted him, if you ended up picking him up off the waiver wire and you were patient with him and you were able to continue to roster him, he won you a championship because he ended up performing like a wide receiver one down the stretch. And it is that patience with those young players, the patience with the Gibbs, the patience with some of these guys. I know some of us lost some patience when it came to Bijan Robinson, but it wasn't Bijan's fault. But to your point, Derek, it's if you're going to believe in these guys, I mean, even going back a couple of years ago to Amon-Ra St. Brown, a player that we loved and I was going crazy about. And then the first 6 weeks was nothing. And the last 8 weeks were fantasy goldmine. So patience is very important with these young players, especially if you think that, you know, they draft capital was there for a reason for these teams. So therefore you should put your draft capital and your patience behind it as well. But this was a fun award show, a little bit shorter than the Oscars and the Grammys, just by a tad, but we hope you enjoyed it. And again, we want to hear from you. Give out some awards of your own. Give some awards to us if you want, but keep it nice. Keep it clean in the YouTube comments, please. But we appreciate all of you joining us for the 2023 season. And 2024 is already here. Like I said, the NFL draft coverage is here. Senior Bowl coverage is here. Dynasty coverage is here. And before you know it, we're going to be doing fantasy football podcasts again. So we never stop at Fantasy Pros. Make sure you subscribe to the channel. Subscribe wherever you get your pods. Drop your comments below. Ring the bell till it goes ding so you can be ready for all of your leagues come 2024 this time around. That'll do it for us, but the story of the game goes on. For Derek Brown and Andrew Erickson, I'm Joey P. We'll see you next time, kids.
Thanks for listening to the Fantasy Pros Fantasy Football Podcast. If you love the show, the best free way to support us is by leaving a positive review on Apple Podcasts at fantasypros.com/review or on Spotify. Follow us on X, Instagram, and TikTok at Fantasy Pros, and subscribe to our YouTube channel at youtube.com/fantasypros.
Explore a wide selection of luxury spirits, wine, and champagne at ReserveBar.com. Elevate your gifting this year with rare and exceptional bourbons, tequilas, scotch, wine, champagne, with personalized engraving, exceptional glassware, and more. From wines to whiskeys, there's a bottle for everyone. For a limited time, save $20 on your order of $150 plus with the code IHEART at ReserveBar.com.
Refinancing your car at Kemba Financial Credit Union can get you quick access to cash to help manage high-rate debts and expenses. Get up to $500 next day cash back, plus no payments for 90 days, and take cash equity out. Make your car work for you and drive away with extra cash. Apply at Kemba.org. Restrictions apply. Offer ends April 30th, 2024. Federally insured by NCUA.
You've probably heard a lot about electrified vehicles lately. Well, Toyota has electrified options for every lifestyle. We've got hybrids, no plug needed.
All right, let's go.
But we also have plug-in hybrids, if that's your thing. You can even go 100% electric in the Toyota BZ4X. With so many options for reducing carbon emissions, Toyota is electrified, diversified. Learn more about our Beyond Zero vision for the future at toyota.com/beyondzero.